Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because especially if you've been feeling a little off track and you're ready to get your head back in the game, this episode is going to be your jam. Because here's the thing. I know that you know this, but the path towards success in anything is not linear. Like you see those little graphics like on social media that show success, what we think it looks like. And it's this diagonal picture perfect line that, you know, gets you exactly where you want to go. But in reality, we know that success has all these curveballs and these loop-de-loops, and it's a lot more like a squiggly line toward getting where we want to go. And I think it's really powerful if we just have this perspective that setbacks and detours and roadblocks that we have to navigate are part of the path and actually required to get us where we want to go. So we can just stop doing this thing that we do when we have a setback where we beat ourselves up about it and we just spiral downwards. Instead, we've got this choice where we can just embrace it. Of course, you're going to have setbacks. That's part of the whole damn ride of this. Like, buckle on up, girl. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we dive in, I want to make sure that you're in the loop about two completely free ways for you and I to connect outside of this podcast, because cultivating community around this podcast and really getting to know you is my jam. So I want to make sure you know, number one, about my totally free pump up text list. It's called Text from Keish, and it's where I send out inspirational texts straight to your phone on Sunday evenings and then a couple of times randomly throughout the week. And it's also a way for you and I to actually chat. I spend a lot of time answering texts and interacting with people on the text list. So if you want to be on it, send me an emoji. Let's just say send me a turtle emoji to, that way I know that you listen to the podcast. Send me a turtle emoji to 512-548-2728. Again, that's 512-548-2728, or you can check the show notes for the link and you can get added on that free text list. And number two way to connect outside of this podcast is my completely free Empower Her listener community group, which, girl, it's literally designed for you, like for you and I to connect more, for you to connect with women from all across the globe that also love personal growth just like you, for you to be the first to know about different meetups that we do and fun contests and giveaways. You got to be in this group. So head to KeishaFitzgerald.com/free group, type in your name and email, and it'll send you the link to join the Facebook group. Again, you can check the show notes for the link, or you could always DM me or text me if you want the link. But I just want to make sure that you know of ways that we can connect outside of this. Now, that being said, we're going pep talk style. So let's get on the same page here. I really want you to just remind yourself that it doesn't matter if you've, quote unquote, like failed before at the goal that you're working on, and now you're trying to get back after it again. And it doesn't really matter if you got off track and now you're having to get back on track again. It's part of it. And any day, just like today, can be your line in the sand day, your demarcation line where you're like, okay, this time it's different. This can be the moment that you make a decision that you're going to change your perspective about the path towards success in anything. And you're actually going to give yourself an opportunity to feel proud, and you're going to give yourself the perspective that will keep you going. Because I believe that one day you're going to look back on this exact moment and it's going to be the proof that you always had what it takes, right? This is going to be the time where you're like, damn, I made that decision and everything changed. And you already know how fulfilling and proud you're going to feel of yourself when you get where you want to go. But I think it's really important to realize that if you didn't have this setback, you actually wouldn't get to feel as proud, because you would have had these things that you've had to navigate through. You're the one who knows everything that you've had to pick yourself up from, right? Every time that you've had to give yourself that pep talk and get back on track, you're the one that knows that. So when you get where you want to go, you're going to feel so proud because you know about the path that you took toward getting there. So when you're doubting yourself, or you feel like you're like, oh, I've said, you know, I'm doing this a million times over, and you felt like you never followed through, I don't care, because today you can change all of that. I believe that But you're going to truly have to believe that. You're going to have to believe that your past doesn't indicate what you're capable of. What you're capable of, you literally do not even know yet, because it's on the other side of doing things that you've never done before. One of those things that you've never done before might simply be changing your perspective on the setback that you're currently coming back from. Just because you didn't do it before does not mean that you can't do it ever. And it definitely does not mean that you can't do it right now. You're just going to have a different perspective about this setback. Instead of beating yourself up about it, you're just going to have to embrace it. And honestly, I love talking about this concept. And I mentioned it in episode number 288, where I talked about how to reprogram your software to match your hardware. So check the show notes for the link if you want something that's a little bit more tactical. But with today, I just want you to leave with a little fire under your booty. Like, and if you're listening to this podcast in the shower, because I know so many of you listen to the podcast in the shower, I want you to just be like throwing your loofah up in the air, like, let's freaking go, Keish. Okay? So how can this time be different? How can you change your perspective? First and foremost, you're just going to change your expectations of what success actually looks like. And more importantly, feels like. It's going to feel like you're coming back from setbacks all the freaking time. That's part of it. You have to truly believe that success is not linear. And in fact, you wouldn't even actually want it to be linear. Because if it was, how would you ever get better? How would you grow? How would you build up your skill set? How would you ever develop more tools in your toolbox or coping mechanisms and proactively have those tools for future curveballs that are inevitably going to come your way? This is going to make the next curveball easier for you to navigate when you navigate this right now. It's not supposed to be linear, which means some days you are going to freaking crush it. You're like, I am unstoppable. Can't touch this. And then some days you're going to feel like you really suck and you can't accomplish anything. You're going to ask yourself like, oh, why am I even doing this? Some days you are going to feel like, give it all to me. Like, I can do anything. And you're on fire. And some days you're going to feel like you're pushing a gigantic, heavy monster truck tire up a hill, right? You're going to feel like you're not making any progress. Like, is this even worth it? Like, does this even matter? And you're going to feel like you're just like a little like sneeze away from a real ugly cry, right? But regardless of what you feel like, your perspective is going to change, where these setbacks and these moments of doubt are opportunities for you to show yourself that even when all of that is happening, you're still going to put your reps in. And putting your reps in is going to look different on every single day, right? You're going to have different levels of energy. You're going to have different things that you're trying to navigate. But when you're just doing the best that you possibly can, understanding that this path is not going to be linear, you're going to have so much more of a fulfilling path toward getting where you want to go. And it means that even the setback days that you might be experiencing right now, those are still opportunities to show yourself what you're made of and to give yourself some freaking grace that you probably are very open to giving to other people. You got to give that to yourself, girl. You deserve it. And if it's a comeback day where you're like, I'm getting after it, like maybe today you've decided this is a comeback day, I'm getting back, like that fire's under my booty, I'm going to go for it. You're going to still give yourself grace, but you're going to take some freaking action because that's what's required to get you where you want to go. And honestly, like, how different would you feel if you approached your goals or your life or your health and fitness goals or whatever it is that you're working on with this perspective that you expected obstacles and setbacks? And instead of having linear success, it was going to be this weird squiggly line to get there. Because then when curveballs come in or setbacks happen, or you have a real massive off day where you just doubt yourself, right? Like, welcome to the club. You're a human. There's 7 billion of us. Right? Like, I actually think that perspective of expecting setbacks is going to be really helpful for you to help you stay after it, because you're not going to be surprised when they come, right? Because you were expecting them. But you also have to remember that the beginning stage of a new goal, or if you're in a season where you previously were crushing it, had to put your goals on the back burner for a while and then jump back into it, you're going to feel like it's difficult. It's supposed to be difficult, but try not to let yourself get too annoyed or frustrated, right? Like, let yourself get really pumped. Have that perspective that it's not going to be perfect no matter how excited you are, right? Because no matter how excited you get or how badly you want something to happen, success is never, ever, ever, ever going to be linear. Setbacks are completely unavoidable, and that's okay. how would you think differently of yourself if when you did get off track in the future, your only goal was to get back in the game more quickly? That was it. Your goal is just like, you're going to get off track. You're just going to get back in the game more quickly. You're going to take what you learned when you fell down. You're going to approach that goal with that new perspective. Because the longer that you spend beating yourself up about the fact that you got off track, the more frustrating it is and the less likely you're actually going to be getting to your goal, because you're just going to throw in the towel because it's not fun to feel like you're sucking. You don't deserve that. Give yourself that grace, right? So let's just stop this idea and this spiral proactively and get on the same page about the fact that it's not always going to be linear. You're not always going to be on track. You're going to have to do a lot of getting back on track in order for you to get where you want to go and whatever your goals are. And just remember that the difference between people that you might look at that you perceive are crushing their goals or making progress in the right direction versus maybe you, if you feel stuck right now, isn't anything other than their perspective, how they actually think. Because I believe to my core that happy and fulfilled people who are seeing success in the areas they want to be seeing success in, they doubt themselves all the time. They ugly cry, they screw up, they have tons of setbacks. They face plant, I do all the time. The difference is when they are down, they've expected that was part of it. And when they're down, they're just asking better questions. They're not asking, why is this happening to me? Oh, why did I have another setback? They're like, why is this happening for me? What can I learn from this? And then they dust their cute butts off and they get back up and they keep going. Because that woman that you maybe look at and you admire and you think that she's crushing her goals, right? She's not smarter than you. She's not more capable than you. It's like just she's fallen down and she's just not staying down as long. She's getting back up and building up those tools and coping mechanisms and all of this amazing qualities that are going to help her get where she wants to go. She knows that when she falls down and gets back up, she builds resiliency. And she also builds confidence. And confidence is really powerful because it helps us create this pattern in our brain that we know when we fall down, it's supposed to happen. We just have to stand back up again. And every single time that we fall down and stand back up, it starts to feel more normal getting back up than staying down does. That is the real goal. So girl, nothing is happening to you. Even this little setback you might be navigating, it's here for you. We're in this together. I'm rooting for you always. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.